It's 8:39 on the ticket. The Masters is underway in Augusta. Talk a lot about the Masters the next few days here on the ticket. And also yesterday, we got the details released from the Sheriff's Department on Tiger Woods' crash. So we have a number for Tiger, who is recovering at his home in Florida. Jer, let's dial this up and give Tiger a call and talk to him about all this stuff circulating in his world.
He may be cranky.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please. Oh, hey, Mary. Tiger.
That was fast. Hi.
How's it going, buddy?
Oh, it's not going too well. I'm not at the Masters. Mm-hmm. And also, they released some information about my accident.
Right. We were calling you to talk about both.
I know. I'm so embarrassed.
You are?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, do you think it's playing poorly in the press, or do you think people still like me?
Well, I think people feel sorry for you. Nobody likes to see anybody in an accident like that.
I know, and I wish I didn't have an accident, but I was so tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'd stayed up late watching a Home Alone marathon. And so I didn't get much sleep, and plus, as soon as I woke up that morning, I popped to Ambien just to chill on the roadway.
Ooh, bad idea.
As I listened to the Wiggles' second album, which is my favorite.
Wiggles.
And but after I got to driving there for a while, I started feeling a little frisky.
Uh-oh.
A little frisky in my garanimals. Because the night before, I'd caught a glimpse of my girlfriend Erica Herman's forearms.
Well, that got you riled up?
Yeah, she usually keeps them totally covered, but her sleeve accidentally came up a little bit, and I saw almost to her elbow.
Oh, my.
So that vision was still in my head as I was driving, and you know, Erica Herman doesn't put out like Lindsay Vonn.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Tiger. Oh, my goodness. Lindsay would sometimes let me see above her knee, even.
Wow. Okay.
And even let me honk her boobs over her parka once. But Erica Herman says she's waiting until marriage before she shows me any of her girl areas.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so I was feeling frisky, and I was on a long drive, so I thought, well, I know a way to pass the time.
What would that be?
I could twist on my special purpose place a little bit.
Gosh, Tiger.
So I fumble with my phone to find the right video. And it was the one where Bug dresses as the girl rabbit.
Okay.
With the Viking helmet on and everything.
All right, that's pretty innocent.
And so I get that going, and right as I was getting to the good part, I hit the median of the roadway, panicked, and then floored it on the gas. I thought I was on the brake system.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But instead I hit the gas. And so my SUV went sailing through the lanes, and then it crashed.
Terrible.
It was so horrible, and they didn't release everything in the report. At least I don't think so. Did they say that my pants were found 200 feet away?
No.
Good, thank God.
Well, thank goodness you're okay.
Thank goodness I'm okay.
That car looked terrible.
And thank goodness I'm still finished, though.
Tiger, yeah. We don't need to know
that. The accident, the rollover, it finally stopped.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
yeah.
But I'm not at the Masters because of that stupid, dumb accident.
I know. Terrible. We'd love to see you there.
Those guys are lucky I'm not there at the Masters.
Oh, yeah?
I would have won it by 30 shots or something.
Maybe. I don't know.
I could still beat Phil a dill on one leg. Probably ought to just show up. Can I walk on?
I don't think you can just walk on.
No, they've already started.
Yeah. Or hop on, I guess.
No.
So now I just got to sit here and watch the Masters on the TV and try to stomach Jim Nantz.
Okay, Tiger, he's not that bad.
He makes me barf.
Come on.
Has a whiter person ever existed?
Well, you may be right about that.
He's so boring. He has that bland, understated monotone of a funeral director. But I'll just watch it here from my race car-shaped hospital bed.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That they moved into my mansion.
And you're getting better, right?
Which is treehouse themed. Yeah, I'm getting better. Thank you, George, for asking.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You know who really wishes that I could be at the Masters this week?
Huh. We're going to let you go.
Who's that?
Needless.
The non-living barrel-chested vodka lover who 5 decades ago once got so horny that he started a war in Vietnam so they could somehow be stationed in Thailand so he could sniff out an ovulating Kutelda and chase her all the way across Asia on horseback and then on a go-kart across Europe and then back to Asia paragliding after her and then through the water she tried to swim to the Pacific to get to safety in San Francisco where she heard there was a barn that took in women who Earl was chasing but got caused her to get caught up on the island of Hawaii and he dated her real hard there in Hawaii and fast until his eyes rolled back in his head and his engorged baby plasma gun started firing rhythmically constant PGA into her meat cave incubator so that 9 months later she had to squat down during a butter churning contest and fire 15 major winning PGA fetus into a Mopar oil pan filled with burnt 5W-40 and old corn cobs.
He started that war?
He says hi.
Bye, Tiger.
George, are you still there?
Hang in there, Tiger.
I just said bye.
I just said bye.
Hang in there. Majors. Thanks, Majors. Bye.
Get well soon.
You too. You get well soon, too.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
There goes Tiger. Hopefully getting better.
You chased her in a golf cart? Or a go-kart?
Couldn't
understand. It was a go-kart.
Go-kart, okay. 8:46 on the ticket.